Turn in and look, and if you don't have a Bible, I want you to look on with somebody that does. Proverbs 27:1. Bible said, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Now, y'all, everybody got to open your Bible. I want everybody to open the Bible. Proverbs 27:1. Repeat after me, Proverbs 27:1. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Am I quoting that right? Okay. I've learned a lot of scriptures wrong, maybe a word or two, but I think I had that right. Proverbs 27:1. Let's say it together. Proverbs 27:1. Repeat after me. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Okay. Proverbs 27:1. All the men and boys. Proverbs 27:1. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. All the ladies, Proverbs 27:1. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Okay. Now, primarily, the interpretation of this passage, it deals with self-confidence or pride, a lot of it. Somebody said, I can do this when I want to. Well, you don't know that you're going to have tomorrow to do anything. And it deals with that primarily. But a lot of it is just procrastination. That's a fancy word, young people, for delay, to postpone something, to wait. Now, if you're sixth grade and below, if you're seventh grade and below, I want y'all to come right here right now, and we're going to sit Indian style. We're not going to sit crisscross applesauce, because that's politically correct. We're going to sit Indian style. That's just cross. And you know how to do that, young lady. Y'all all sit down right here. Everybody sit down. Y'all acting like homeschoolers now. You take it way too long. I'm the authority this morning. Sit down crisscross like that. Do you Indian style? Y'all don't even know what Indian style is. Man, I've got a communication breakdown with this generation. How many knows what Indian style is? Now, these kids, look, everybody look at me. This is Indian style when you cross your legs like that. Y'all got it? Say Indian style. Now, y'all live in Oklahoma, y'all ought to know something about Indian style. You got a turquoise shirt on, you ought to have a headdress with that, praise God. Now, y'all listen to me real close. I want y'all to watch me. Watch me right here in my eyes. I want y'all to look in my eyes. Where you looking? Where y'all looking? Where y'all looking? Everybody all together, where y'all looking? Where are they looking, everybody? I want y'all to watch me in my what? In my what? Now, don't take your eyes off my eyes. Watch my eyes. Y'all watch my eyes. Where are y'all watching?
Eyes.
You're watching my what?
Eyes.
Right on my eyes. Keep your eyes on my eyes. Keep your eyes, hey, on my eyes. One of the greatest faults of humanity is to assume or to just procrastinate. I've heard preachers say it, just about every preacher I've ever heard and sat under, they'd make statements like this. The man who fails to plan, plans to fail. That's a pretty good statement. And they would say that procrastination or delay leads the road to hell. And nobody wants to go to hell. Nobody at save wants to miss the will of God. Everybody wants to live in the perfect will of God. The Bible said, Ephesians 5, let us not be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Romans 12, 1 and 2 said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed unto this world, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that which is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Everybody wants to be in the will of God. But what happens is, we sometimes drag our feet about some things. Nobody wants to go to hell. I'll tell you a story, and I'm going to finish it. I got till 45. I got a good time. So y'all listen real good. Y'all listen. Where y'all looking? Where y'all looking at? I can't hear y'all. Where y'all looking? Y'all better start listening to me. Where y'all looking? Okay. Now watch me. I was passing out tracts and witnessing with a man named Carl Hatch. He's an old-fashioned preacher. And we were in Lynchburg, Virginia, in a parking lot passed out tracts. And there was this biker fella sitting over there, Brandon, and he had his wallet with his chain and had his high, he had high boots, he had his colors on. And I mean, man, this dude looked kind of scary, to be honest. And old Carl Hatch, his preacher, walked right up to him and looked at that biker, and I'm standing by Carl Hatch, and he said, Let me ask you a question, sir. Are you going to heaven or hell? And I'm just saying, you know, you might want to come on a little easy on this dude. And I mean, he just said, are you going to heaven or hell? And that biker said, I'm going to hell, and we're going to party. My old lady died about 6 weeks ago. And we're going to hell, and we're going to party. We're going to smoke a lot of weed. We're going to drink a lot of whiskey. We're going to party down in hell. We're going to play Skynyrd and the Allman Brothers, and we're just going to jam in hell. And man, I'm thinking, man, let's go. This dude mean as the devil. And old Carl just looked at him with boldness and said, you don't care if I pray, do you? And that biker said, I don't give any curse. Said, I don't give a blank what you do. And old Carl just reached up and put his hand on his shoulder and said, God, this man wants to go to hell. He wants to die and go to hell and party with his old lady. He wants to smoke a lot of weed and drink a lot of whiskey and listen to rock and roll. And he wants to die. I pray you'd kill him right now. I pray you'd just strike him with a bolt of lightning. Give him. And that guy said, hey, man, what are you doing? He said, are you crazy or something? And old Carl looked at him and said, you ain't as tough as you thought you were, are you? Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. Nobody wants to go to hell. The outlaws, the hell's angels, none of them. They don't want to go to hell. They talk a lot of trash, drink a lot of mash, and smoke a lot of hash. But they don't want to go to hell. And you don't want to miss the will of God. If you're saved in here, hey, you don't want to miss the will of God, friend. And if y'all not saved yet, are y'all, where y'all looking? Only one can answer this question. I thought we'd been over it 100 times. Where are y'all looking? In my eyes. Where are y'all looking? Where are they looking? Now watch me. And if you're not saved, you better get saved. You don't want to gamble on eternity. I'm going to tell y'all a story. It's about fall of the year now. Y'all see all the pumpkins and all the turning leaves. Y'all got all of this is the fall festival. This is Roundup Sunday with a special day because the weather's going to start getting cooler pretty soon. And there was this family of frogs, a whole community of frogs. And frogs like ponds and creeks and rivers. They like ponds and creeks and rivers. What do they like? What does frogs like?
And
rivers and creeks and ponds. What does frogs like? Shut off, all talk. I need back up in here. These people's crazy. They like ponds and rivers and creeks. What does frogs like? And then they also like to eat flies. And they tell me, I've never measured a frog's tongue, but they said some frog's tongue's 3 times the length of its body. And it can reach out there and grab a fly and just eat it up like that. Reminds me of a deacon's wife. Big old long tongue. And listen to me real close. And so they was out there just at the pond, sir. They was out there just swimming around, having a good time, eating all these flies. And so Mama Frog went to the frog grocery store that morning, and she was hopping up through there, and she got that on the sign there where on the board where they stick a lot of announcements and posters and stuff. It said, Revival at Frog Baptist Church. Revival at Frog Baptist. And so she come home. She said, Daddy Frog, where are you? He said, Ribbit, I'm right here. She said, guess what? It's already revival time. It's fall of the year. They had a revival every year like y'all have this meeting every year. And boy, it was exciting. And they start. And Mama and Papa Frog got ready. Or do y'all say Granny Frog and Papa? How do you call it? What's your grandparents' names? Nanny and Papa, that's what mine are, on one side. And it's Nanny and Mamaw. Oh, it's Mamaw and Pawpaw. It's Pawpaw and Nanny on my mama's side. And on my daddy's side, it's Pawpaw and Mamaw. What about that? And Pawpaw and Mamaw Frog said, we got to go to the meeting. Boy, they was out there. They was all swimming around catching flies. Well, the sun started setting. First night of the meeting, they went in there. An old preacher frog got it. They had some little special music. The frog quartet sang. Boy, it was good. And then the preacher frog got up. Preacher frog said, well, said, praise God, I want you to listen tonight. I want to give you undivided attention. I want you to go ahead while we shake hands and use the bathroom. I want you to turn your frog phones off. Don't want no interruptions. I want everybody to give the undivided attention because Evangelist Frog's going to preach to us tonight. And boy, they got to shaking hands. They sat back down, sang the last special, and old Evangelist Frog got up. And listen to what he said. Y'all turn in your Bibles to Proverbs 27:1. He said, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Hey, you better not wait too late. You better get buried up before winter comes. And see, these frogs are amphibians. And they're cold nature. They cold. And see, well, this to be real close. Where y'all looking? Okay, watch this. And so they have to, in the fall of the year, right before it gets real cold, they go down in the pond, they jump off a lily pad, and they do like this. And they go, and they bury up in the mud. And watch, everybody do your hands like this. Everybody. Watch this, everybody. Y'all ain't too cool for Sunday school. Everybody do like this, say, safe for the winter. That's what happens. So they went the first night, and when they came out, this first night of the frog revival, sir, first night, they come out, and Mama Frog and Papa Frog, they've been around a long time. How long has Mama Frog and Papa Frog been around? How long? Hey, say long, long time. Because they listened to the preacher frog. And so guess what they did on the first night of the revival? They got on that lily pad, and they jumped off of the lily pad, and they went, and they said, we're going to bury up. And Daddy Frog and Mom Frog said, well, we're going to too, but you ain't got to. This is just the first night of the revival. And old Mama Frog said, y'all do what you want to, and you teenager frogs, and you know-it-all frogs, and you contemporary frogs, and you contemporary music frogs, and all them ESV frogs and NIV frogs. Hey, y'all do what you want to, but we're listening to the preacher, and we're bearing up. They got out on that lily pad, and they said, I hope y'all bury up before it's too late. That's all. Mama Frog, she had tears in her eyes, said, please don't wait too late. Please don't wait too late. What did she say?
Please don't wait too late.
That's exactly what she said. She jumped off. She said, Papa Frog jumped. And he said, and they was buried up, and they was what, everybody? Everybody? Safe for the winter. Well, next night, boy, they come to the meeting house. Preacher Frog met him at the door. They said, Preacher Frog said, well, where's Mama Frog and Papa? Oh, they buried up last night. They heeded the message. They heeded the message because it's going to get cold out here. It's going to get too cold. See, frogs can't make it in that cold weather. The conditions are bad. The world's conditions are real bad. Yeah. Amen. You die without Christ, you're in a mess. Yeah. You wreck your life. Listen to me, friend. You mar your life out of the will of God. It's hard sometimes to get back right on track. You're naive. Think you're just going to run down here and say a little old prayer and jump up and everything's going to be all right tomorrow. Yeah. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. If he sows to the flesh, that's in the flesh. He shall of the flesh reap corruption. That's not eternal judgment. That's in our life. See? If we mess up, then we've got to pay some of our dues. We've got to bear some of them scars. That's all there is to it. God can use us, though. Thank God he can draw a straight line with a crooked stick. Yeah. Hey, man. Right. Watch this. And so, Mama Frog and them done buried up. Well, Preacher Frog got up and he said, well, we're going to have Evangelist Frog preach. And guess what he did? Y'all ain't going to believe this. Y'all ain't going to believe this. Y'all ain't going to believe this. Y'all are not going to believe this. Y'all ain't going to believe this. He got up and he said, amen tonight. Praise God. I like that good singing. He said, turn your Bibles to Proverbs 27:1. He said, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. He said, it's going to get cold out here for long, and the snow's going to start falling, and the leaves are going to come off the trees, and the wind's going to blow, and it's going to get bad, and you better get buried up before it's too late. That's second night of the revival, sir. He's preaching like forked lightning. He's preaching with urgency. Because, see, there's consequences for disobedience. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all listening real good? Where are y'all looking at? You better believe you're looking at my eyes. Watch me. Where are you looking at? All right, thank you, sir. Don't take them off. You may have to move to see them. Can you see my eyes right now? No, you can't. Get right over there where you can see my eyes. Move over to your right. No, you fine. Just little man. Little man, move on over. A little bit more. What's your name? Come on over just a little bit more. I got to get you right here. I got to see you right there. You stay where you at. You come on over. Can y'all understand who am I talking to? Come right on over. Now look right up here at me. Y'all looking? Or who you looking at? It's your brother, ain't it? Oh, is that why you act like him? Or is he just acting like you? Y'all watch me. Where y'all looking? So that revival closed and a bunch of people, Mama Frog, Papa Frog, Daddy Frog, Mama Frog, and some of the young adult frogs, and some of those that had been listening to the preacher, all buried up because they wanted to get safe for the winter because winter was coming. What was coming? Winter was coming, ma'am. What was coming? Winter was on its way. Winter was on its way. But after the revival, preacher, the flies were still swarming. See, it's about this time of the year. This morning I went out to let my dog out of the box and flies was out there. And it was 64 degrees. And then flies was kind of flying slow, but they were flying. And then as it started heating up, they said, bzzz, bzzz, everywhere. And guess what? They fly. These are good. They just eating them up, having a good time. And old know-it-all frog, he said, see, I told y'all in the revival that the preacher's just against us having a good time. Them ultra-conservative, right-wing, militant, biblical fundamentalists, they're against everything. They're just against us enjoying life. They're against us having a good time. They got a lot of rules. All they want to do is preach against something. But we're fine. Look at the weather. We can catch these flies. We're catching flies. We're having a good time. It ain't that bad. But the night started. You ever notice in the fall of the year, it starts getting darker quicker? And they used to stay out to about 8:30 or 9 just catching flies during August. Then July got a little, September, almost October. And it's starting to get dark faster. And then one night, man, it's 5 o'clock in this darkest pitch. And they went to bed kind of hungry, man. They didn't get to catch as many flies they wanted. But on know-it-all Friday, we don't have to bury up. We don't have to listen to that. We got plenty of time. We got plenty of time. What did he say? We got plenty of time. How much time did he think he had? Hey, he wasn't right though, friend. So there he was. And so some of them said, it's getting cold. And one night it got so cold, them little frogs ain't got teeth, but they got lips. And they was going, have you ever been so cold that you're going, I've been so cold, I've chattered. My teeth are going, ever been that cold? And then if you breathe out, you see smoke. And you go, man, it's cold out here. I mean, it's cold, cold out here. And what's cold? Well, some of them said, we're not waiting anymore. We're bearing up. And old know-it-all frog said, there you go. Goody two-shoes. You're brainwashed. See, you're in a cult. King James cult. You're in a cult. Standards. They don't want you to look like a lady. Don't want men to look like a lady. Don't want women to look like men. That's a cult. You don't have to bury up and listen to that bunch of lies. We're not under the law. No, but see, grace teaches us, Titus 2, I read it. It teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldliness, that we should live soberly, righteous, and godly in this present world. See, grace will teach you something. Teach you how to look. Hey, man. Oh, yes. I'm feeling pretty good about my message now. You got to get buried up. Well, so a bunch of them got on that lily pad, and they jumped off. Brandon, they just jumped off. They're buried up everywhere. And old know-it-all frog was just laughing at them. Look at that. They let the preacher get to them. And the next day, guess what, young lady? Remind me of your name. One more time. Hannah Bobana Bofifafofana. Hannah, guess what happened the next day? About 9 in the morning, about like now, about 10. And some of them, see, he said, I told y'all, ain't that bad. We ain't got to get buried up. Well, that night they all got up in a hollow log. You ever seen a hollow log? They got up in there and they've all piled up in there to stay warm because it's getting cool at night. Like last night, it got kind of cool. Well, they was all up in there so they wouldn't be shivering. And the next morning, old know-it-all frog got way up in the end, you know, where it's the warmest. And next morning when they got up, they looked out that log. Where y'all looking at? And they looked out that log. And they looked out and there was this stuff on the ground and it was kind of shining. What do y'all think that was? It was a frost. Y'all ever seen a frost? And it was so cold out there, the leaves was cracking when they walked up. And it was a frost. There wasn't no leaves on the trees. And it was doing this. Y'all know about wind over in here. Cold. It was cold. Cold. But about 10:30, 11, you know, they got out of that log. It wasn't so bad. Y'all know about one, the dew done melted off. And guess what? They count them small fly. Well, there wasn't but four or five left because everybody else is heeding the message. I'm trying to tell you, you better heed the message. You better get buried up while you can. You better take care of some things. And I'm not just talking, y'all think I'm talking to these kids, hey, you're naive. I'm talking to you, ma'am. I'm talking to Mama herself. Don't you wait too late to fix what you need to fix. In your home, in your marriage. Some of that stuff y'all putting over here, I'll fix it later. You better fix it now, sir. You better fix that pornographic stuff now, what you better do. You better fix that flirting with people on that internet, adults, all that texting your old girlfriend back in high school. You better fix that right now, sir and ma'am. Don't bow your head. I'm not ready to pray yet. Hey, man. You don't wait too late. So that last, they got up in it and them two brothers, there's two brother frogs left, old Bubba and Junior. And they left with Know-It-All Frog, and they thought they was tough too. You know how they are. They thought they was tough. They were running with the gang, you know. Looked like a bunch of retarded people. Amen. Looked like they need to be hit in the back of the head. Amen. Watch this. And Know-It-All Frog. And that night it got so cold, Brandon, that the ground froze. And them two brothers was back there near the end of that log, and their feet stuck to the ground. They have web feet. And their feet froze. And old Know-It-All Frog come barreling out of there. He said, y'all get out. We got to get out. It's morning time. The sun's coming. And he pushed up. And when he did, he broke one of them little old brothers, old juniors, tore his web's feet off. And he started crying, man, I wished I'd have buried up. Now look at, and blood was just trickling off him. And hey, he just lost all his web feet and his little brothers have to hold. And old Know-It-All Frog said, hey, well, that's what you get. You should have got up in here closer. You should have, don't blame me for it. Don't blame me for it. Y'all okay? That's your own fault. No, they've been listening to Know-It-All Frog. Yeah. On the internet. Right. On that liking stuff by that duck hunter's daughter that ain't no more called to preach than a jaybird is. Come on now. Yeah. And that baptismal regeneration that old long-haired duck hunter preaches is contrary to the Word of God. Right. You don't get saved in a baptistry. Right. Right. Don't y'all die on me. Y'all worship that stuff. I can't stand it. It's still a shame for a man to have long hair. I don't care if he's Phil Robertson or any of his duck hunting buddies. Yeah. Hey, man, it's in the King James. I'm sticking with that. Amen. And I don't know all the Bible, but the parts I know pretty good. Amen. I feel like preaching, ma'am, just a little bit. So Bubba and Junior got out on that lily pad and they said, well, Know-It-All Frog, you know what you want to do. We're burying it. And he said, I wish I had waited. And he had his tongue. And what happens? Sometimes we mess around with sin and mess around out of the will of God. And what'll happen? Things you never thought would happen. Things you never thought would happen because you waited and waited, kept flirting with it, kept playing around because God's mills of justice grind slow. And God's so long-suffering that He don't want to hurt us. He wants us to come back on our own without Him having to snatch us. But then there's scars. And that don't mean your life's over. But it didn't. Hey, his little old foot was tore off, blood running out. And they said, we'd bury enough. And they jumped off. Everybody, what was he? I think I've lost y'all. I'm almost through, though. What was they, everybody? Safe. Well, Know-It-All Frog said, see, he got up and he said, these people, I can bury up anytime I want to. I ain't stupid. I'm going to bury up. I ain't stupid. I'm going to bury up. You know what I'm saying. Hey, I ain't going to mess around here. You know I'm going to bury up. But it's still kindly warm now. He got up in that hollow log that night. He got him some sawdust and kind of put around him so he wouldn't freeze. And buddy, you talk about cold. And this white stuff started falling down. What was that? Snow started falling. Man, it piled up out there in front of that log. He couldn't even get out of the log. Next morning, he started hopping out of that log, but the snow was up there against that hollow log. It had the door closed. And man, it was cold. He said, I got to get buried up. I'm going to go bury up. It's time now to bury up. I can see now. I can see now that this snow's here. I can see now I'm burying up. I'm going to bury up. He made up his mind, Brandon. Today's my day. I'm burying up. He started digging out of that snow, digging, and it was so deep, a little old frog ain't that big. He's hopping in that snow, and his feet was getting cold, and he'd hop and have to work around. Hop. And finally, he looked out there on the pond. He said, well, there it is. I'm almost there. He said, Mama Frog, I'm coming. Papa Frog, I'm coming. I'll be there in a minute. Boy, he's hopping. He's just, 'cause he figured bury up. 'Cause he knew, man, he had to get safe. He had to get buried up. Boy, he jumped out on that pond, sir, and he slid across that pond. And just, and he couldn't even stop. It's like on some of them cartoons, how their feet's moving like that. It, like they're levitating it. He's trying to stop, but that ice was so slick. And he's trying to stop, and he couldn't stop. And he got to look around. He said, man, he started panicking. He said, man, I was going to bury up. He started looking. I was going to bury up. He started looking. I was going to bury up. I got to find a hole. Where's them lily pads? He went over and those lily pads was frozen just like a floor. And he could see down through the ice these holes where Mama Frog had buried up and Papa Frog and Mama Frog and Daddy Frog and all his good teenager living for God frogs had buried up. And he's saying, y'all, I'm coming. I'll be down there directly. That means in a minute. I'll be down there. I'm coming. I'm coming, y'all. I'm coming. He's hollering through that glass. He's panicking. He's going all over that ice looking for a hole. But he couldn't find one. And behind him, he heard this sound. Like that. And he said, what in the world? And he looked back over him, and it was this animal that had a big old hump in his back. And he had this mask on. This black mask, and he had a little pointed nose, and it was black right on the end of that nose like that. And if you went down his back, when you got to its tail, it had rings on its tail like that. What do y'all think that was? It was a coon. Can y'all say raccoon? It was a raccoon. And see, frogs like to eat flies. What do y'all think coons like to eat?
Flies.
Absolutely. They love to eat frogs. We call them trash pandas at home because they like to get in there. And they was out, and he was out on that water. He was out on top of that ice, and he saw that little frog. And he, you know, what, that coon come up there. And that they said, I gotta get out of here. He tried to get away, and that goes, and he's just going after him. And he I gotta go. He tried, and he couldn't go. And all of a sudden, that coon reached in there and just. And he ate that know-it-all frog. You know why? Because he waited too long. Now, some of y'all might not be under conviction. You don't know what that is yet. But I'm telling you, as soon as your heart's pricked by the Holy Ghost, and you start thinking about heaven and hell and right and wrong, you need to go to your mom and daddy. Or go to your mama and papa and let them take you to the preacher. You don't want to wait too late. Because what happens is, you get hard, don't you? Brandon, we get hard, we just delay. We get hard, don't we? Procrastination. You know what we do? We get calloused. And because God's so long-suffering, we think He's not going to do nothing. But I'm telling you, there is a place called hell. And some of you that are in this church, I'm telling you what the devil wants to do to y'all. Y'all hear me? God's birthed this church. He's blessed y'all. You got these pretty facilities right here on this interstate. All right, I don't know if it's interstate, but it's highway. You got all this visibility. I guess this is the county seat of this county. I mean, listen, there's a lot you can do right here for the glory of God, but you got to start doing it now. You don't need any more qualifications to serve God. You can get better. But getting better ain't going to get you started. You need to get started whether you get better or not. Don't wait. God's going to give you opportunity. And God's going to convict y'all. The Holy Ghost is going to come by when a preacher's preaching real hard and he's going to preach about hell and you're going to be thinking about going to hell. When you get that on your mind, you're well nigh ready to get saved. You're well able to trust Him. Because there's only two groups of people in this room right now. Those that have received Christ and those who have rejected Him. There ain't no in-betweeners. So we need to do our best to bury up before it gets too late. Now I want y'all to stand up very quietly. Very quietly. Where are y'all looking? Where are y'all looking at? I want y'all to stand very quiet. I want you to ease back to your seats very quietly. And go sit back where you're sitting at. Our Heavenly Father, I pray You'd take this message. We're living in perilous times. In my 63 years of life, I never thought America would be so decayed morally. I never thought we would accept what has become deemed right when it's wrong. I never thought I'd see churches so cold, so indifferent as we are today. Lord, bring back a burden. Some folks in this room have a loved one, a grandson, a granddaughter, a mama, a daddy, brother, sister, who if they don't hear the gospel, if they don't hear and receive Jesus Christ, they go into a devil's hell for an eternity. And for some reason or another, we've delayed and we've postponed and we've procrastinated to do what You've called us to do. Delayed obedience is not obedience. And Lord, I pray we'd do our best. We have every kind of access. We have a social media. We can text. We can send emails. It instantly, we can deliver the message of the gospel to a lost loved one, a coworker, a friend, a classmate. Help us to take advantage of all You've given us in the 21st century and use it for Your glory. Help us not to wait too late. Help us not to delay. Help us not to postpone. But help us to serve You now with intensity. Bless the remainder of this day. I pray, God, for the service to come. As people now, some of them are getting ready, getting dressed, and they're on their way driving to church. Give them safety. Watch care over their vehicle. Give us a good crowd this morning. And if there's lost in here today, I pray old-time conviction would reveal to them the brevity of life, that they need a Savior, and let them get saved before it's eternally too late. Now help us, we pray. Bless the afternoon activities. Bless the service tonight. Bless back home at Middle Tennessee Baptist Church. Meet the needs there. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you all for listening. You've been a good crowd.